Do you mean that I might recognise this sign when my most important customer or supplier cancels their contract?
Yes, or you read a negative article about your company in the newspaper, or your company is suddenly visited by several official agencies conducting audits and inspections.
I must say that even though it was a lot of information, it was very interesting. So if I'm able, as an entrepreneur, to remember these signs of a possible company crisis, and if they do appear and I deal with them immediately, then I can avoid serious crisis situations in my business.
That's very astute of you. You've just explained precisely why Merry Globe Advisory House focuses on educating entrepreneurs in this manner. It's basically pretty simple, just a bit more difficult to correctly perceive and understand.
I firmly believe that this will greatly help many of our listeners. Now we know what a company crisis is and what kind of signs can let us know a crisis is coming. But let's suppose that a crisis is already deeply rooted in our company. How can we turn things around? Could you shed some light on the matter?
Again, this is not entirely quick or simple. There are several steps involved.
So what's the first step then?
Perform at least a simple analysis of assets and liabilities.
And how do you do that?
First, add up the real market value of assets.
How do you determine the real market value?
Money in accounts and cash always have their real value, but real estate, vehicles and inventory can have both a book value and a real value, and they need not be the same.
How is that?
The book value is the sum for which you purchase the given assets minus depreciation. But the real market value is the amount for which you will be able to immediately sell the given assets on the market.
Do you have an example?
Let's say you buy a new car in a showroom for £50,000, but the very next day the market value is £10,000 less. You would sell it at a loss. You can easily find out the real value for a used car at a used car market. They'll tell you while you wait how much money they'll give you for it.
That's true.
A good estate agent can tell you the real market value of real estate, while you might go to a scrap metal dealer to find out the value of five-year-old inventory.
So I find out the real market value of my assets, and then I know right away how much money I have.